Hey, everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how are you?
Doing good. Kind of in a tsunami of leaves here in the backyard, but the wind kicked up, and I think we've lost 90% of the leaves all at once, so that's good. Well,
if it's going to snow like they said it was, then that's probably a good thing that the leaves are off. They said the wind was going to be blowing pretty heavy today here in the Michigan area. So whatever it may be in your part of the country, welcome to winter. If you have winter, if you're in Florida, enjoy the enjoy the sun. But happy Veterans Day to all that served, and happy Veterans Day to you, Mike.
And same to you, Todd, and thank you for your service.
Yes, you as well. So we've got some news today. Of course, we've got a best practice. We've got some stuff that we're going to talk about that's happening at Blueberry. We've got a pro tip and no interview, but we do have a question of the week. Apple, you know, they took away the refresh button some time ago on Apple Podcast Connect because they said that they were hitting the feeds every 8 to 15 minutes, and it appears that that is a problem.
Yeah, it's not always the case. Now, certain shows do get hit quite a bit. I know James over at Pod News was saying that he's been watching it, and they hit his about every 8 minutes, but I know that's not the case for those of us that don't publish as frequently. I think their system sort of learns when you're going to publish if you're pretty regular. But anyway, what's cool is they got the button there. Whether it does a whole lot, who knows? Might be a placebo, but you know, at least it'll ping them, let them know that, hey, there might be something new here, and they'll hopefully get it in the next few hours. But
you know, Apple could do well just by adopting Podbean.
Yeah, definitely. We've been pushing for that every time we talk to them or something similar.
Or Web Subhub or something like that. Yeah. So we'll see if they ever, and of course they used to years ago. It would just make life a lot easier for all of us. Yep. Next up, podcast becoming people's go-to for news. Well, I kind of knew this on the tech side for a long time.
Yeah, on the tech side, but I'm talking about for regular news, this Pew Research thing, and I do have a link to the actual report that they put out. I know that for myself. I've sort of quit watching the national TV news and all that, and I've found, you know, two or three daily news podcasts that I listen to just seem to be, more my speed. You know, the national news, you know, I've always said that the 24-hour news network shouldn't really exist because there isn't 24 hours worth of news, so they have to fill a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's entertainment-based. Yeah, and so, well.
Or political-based, and sometimes you just don't want to deal with the politics, you know, that's the other thing.
So another thing, too, is, you know, this may be a good genre for those that want to report on news to think about as a new topic. And, I've always found that at least my tech show, you know, and I could do that show 5 days a week. There's enough tech news coming out. I could do it, but I just can't physically, you know, do that. It's too much work. So I cover a couple of days either side when I do my news show for my tech, and it's, you know, 20 to 30 different articles every time. So that's one thing about news. There's always new news to be able to put out. So
for sure. And, you know, and that could be on any topic. You know, I'm just talking about general news as far as this article, I believe, is talking about. But, you know, that's not all that's going on. There's, stuff going on locally. There's weather. Yep. There's, you know, your topic of interest may be. There's got to be a podcast about it.
I agree.
Newsy. Like this one, talking about podcast news.
Molly Wood is leaving APM's Daily Show. What is APM?
I'm not really sure. American Public Media is what APM is, but she's been the tech reporter on the Daily Marketplace Tech podcast. And we know her from back when she was on CNET.
Yep.
And you know, for many years in other places, and I think she was with Twit for a short period of time at one point, or at least affiliated with them. But now she's going to Let's see, co-host the Make Me Smart podcast, wherever that's coming from. But good on her. She's moving around.
Yep, longtime fixture in the media space. Good luck to her on that. Yeah. Edison Research and NPR is presenting a spoken word audio report today, so we should have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about next week.
Yes,
and for sure. Spoken word is usually a pretty big one that people quote a lot of content from.
Yeah, because that's one of their big reports. I think they have Share of Ears, another big one. But you know, they have several big reports every year. This is one of the big ones, and you know, it tells a lot about what's going on with, you know, not only podcasting but radio and, you know, video and that kind of stuff. So
right,
pretty cool. And awesome. We'll be watching.
Yes, we will. Podcast listenership is rising among Black Americans. This is from MindshareWorld.com, saying the new research shows, and I think we knew this already.
Yeah, this was from Edison as well.
Oh, was it?
Yes. Yeah, originally from Edison. The article we picked up was from the other place. But
I got you.
Yeah, so it says 59% of Black podcast listeners say they would listen to even more if there were more podcasts with Black hosts.
So I think that, you know, if we look at the, you know, we've talked about this in the show a lot, is that the, you know, women in podcasting is growing dramatically. Women of color, obviously, growing dramatically. The guys are a little bit behind.
Yeah,
but I think overall, though, we're starting to see, especially with one of our new clients that just signed up with us. I don't know. I guess we can probably say Ebony is signed up with us and are going to be, the launching is up to, well, I don't know what the total number of shows are, but it's a significant number. So this fits into that where there's, you know, going to be more content for folks to tune into.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I've noticed that, you know, the last few conferences we've been to and just the people I talked to on, you know, for support and everything, it's gals are, you know, far outweighing the guys as far as new podcasters. And, you know, it doesn't seem like the guys are keeping up, but, you know, I do see a surge in people of color, for
that's
sure.
That's for sure. And it's good because they have platforms of their choice to spread the message that they want. Just like, you know, it's just like anything else. It's all normalized now, sure. You know? So, And the ability to create content is can't be any more simple than it ever has been. So it's good news.
It's a good time to get into podcasting.
Right.
For sure. For
anybody. So you were a little surprised yesterday when I was talking to Rob on my other show about Facebook will be the number two listing platform in a year.
Yeah, I was sitting here doing show prep for this one and had you up in the background there, and I heard you say something, and I'm like, what? No, that ain't right.
Well, if you think about the 2.85 billion people that are monthly active users on Facebook, that number alone. Now, of course, the podcast rollout is not global yet. It's restricted to the United States, I believe. And
yep. I think they're just now going to be rolling to Europe
some other countries,
very soon.
Yeah, so
very soon.
You think about the number of people that are interacting on there on a daily basis and the ability to, I you know, I've seen my own personal numbers jump up dramatically. I would not be surprised. And, you know, if they break a percent in the first couple of months, there's no doubt in my mind that they are going to grow very, very quickly and potentially surpass Spotify to take over the number two spot, because it really is, or Android, depending on how you want to look at it. But sure. I really think that because people just live on Facebook, and if they're going to go over there and discover podcasts, and I don't know if it'll be cumulative growth or people will change their listening habits. Time will tell. But being that podcasts are only available currently via a mobile phone and can play in the background, I think it's a big deal. So we'll see if we'll see if I'm wrong. But
the thing that gets me right now, the experience isn't, I would say, isn't easy for people to happen upon podcasts. At least I don't find it that way. I have a hard time finding my own podcasts page on my phone. But once I get there, you still got 3 or 4 clicks to get to where the podcasts are.
Well, it's actually one additional click once you're on a page to get to it. But if you're promoting your page on your show and people are interacting with your page, so I think a lot of it has to do with the interaction that you do as a podcaster. Yeah. But we'll see. But I have no doubt with that big of a user base alone, there's no reason why they shouldn't be number two. There's absolutely no reason. And if they improve how...
Well, if they improve the experience, then yeah, I probably would be. But my thought is also is they'll discover a podcast on Facebook and then migrate to some better way of listening to it some more convenient way of listening to it. Because on Facebook, like right now, if I post something on Facebook, only a certain percentage of my listeners or a percentage of my followers on Facebook are going to even see it due to algorithms. Well, if podcasts are thrown into that same mix, not every episode is going to automatically be shown to your user.
But again, it's not about being in a newsfeed. You have to do some work. You have to promote from within your page. So, I think the clips and everything that they're allowing people to do, I just, we'll see,
It'd be great. I'm not against it. Surprised.
One thing that we should think about is listening is changing in podcasts, and people are more actively listening than subscribing and following. It's continued to subscribe and follow continues to decline. So we have to recognize how different people are now consuming content, and they're consuming it either on Spotify, they're doing it on their actively clicking play on a show in their podcast list, or maybe not follow or subscribed. It's rapidly changing. And I think Facebook is well positioned. So we'll see. We'll come back to it. Mark your date, Veterans Day next year.
I put it in the calendar already.
And we'll look at it a year from now and see if my prediction is right. Time will tell.
Yeah. I mean, and that's maybe not as high a bar as I thought, because, you look at Spotify, it's
at least for us, not that high.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah. So our best practice topic this week is figuring out who your target audience is so you can be where they are.
One of the better ways of promoting a podcast is to be where your potential audience is, like be that trade shows, forums, Facebook groups, who knows, what your target audience's area would be. But, if you can figure out who, or at least take a good guess at what your target audience is. We know with this show, our target audience is A, Blueberry customers, B, other podcasters that might want to keep up on what's going on here at Blueberry and in the world of podcasting. So we kind of know. So we go to we have a Facebook forum. We know where to find podcasters pretty good. We go to the trade shows and all that stuff. Not necessarily for the show, but for the company. But what I'm getting at is like for, a show, say you're a Geek News Central, you for years go to CES and go to other trade shows and you're out there amongst the technorati.
Yep.
And, that's kind of what I mean. I didn't really put down a lot of bullet points or anything.
If I look at, let's talk about going to CES, and that's the world's largest, basically, electronics trade show. I go there to, I always call it to find extra content. And first of all, make contacts with the industry. Number two was to have additional content that would attract new listeners to the website that would ultimately subscribe to the podcast. It was nothing more than a lead generator for new listeners. So, going to that show was kind of that. And plus, it was a fun show to go to.
And yeah, I've been out there a couple times with you. That was a ball.
It is. And so for me, it was, but if I'm going to go look for audience, my audience isn't going to CES, but they can go there through my proxy. So right. I was creating content to feed my audience. But at the same time, I know where my audience is today. They're largely on Twitter. They're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They're not on Instagram.
Not on Spotify.
And not on Spotify. So, I know where that audience is and where they hang out in the circles that they follow. Whereas if someone's doing something, a little different show, maybe their audience is all over on Instagram. We're starting to see some significant success with our Instagram channel and the great job that the team is doing for putting out social content. So I think we have to, and as a podcaster, you're going to have to figure out where your audience is. And it goes back to, do you create a Facebook group? Do you create a Facebook page? Do you create an Instagram page? Do you have a Twitter mm-hmm. account? Wherever your social promotion may be, or as I say too, is okay. So we've got all these points of presence, but ultimately we want to push them back to our own websites so that they know where that content originates from. So, but if you want to interact
and your audience may not be, you know, your particular audience may not be active on social media at all. And it might be you have to go, press the flesh somewhere, or use more traditional marketing techniques to get to them because they may not be there. You know, like if you're doing a medical thing, you know, go hang around the hospital, I guess, because if you're doing a medical thing, you're probably working in a hospital or whatever.
And there's a whole bunch of trade shows for nurses and doctors kind of stuff. So those are the type of events you want to go to. But are you trying to reach, who are you trying to reach? You're trying to reach an EMS? Are you trying to reach a nurse? Are you trying to reach a doctor? You really have to figure out where that audience is. So this is a good practice for all of you is to really think about my show, my show content, who I think my audience is, and then go to where they're hanging out and participate. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's just be where your audience is, and you're not going to know where they're at if you don't have a good idea who they might be.
So a good best practice. So thanks for bringing that topic to us. Let's go on to a little bit of blueberry news. So as we're fast approaching Thanksgiving, the team's still head down and working hard. I put a blog post out on Monday entitled Blueberries March for Show Growth, and kind of get some insights of where we're headed and what we're going to do and where our brain trust is at from a company standpoint. And as you go over and read that blog post, what we're really looking for is how additionally can we help you as a podcaster through our tools and services. We've got some good ideas, and a lot of the things that we're creating right now came from you.
Sure. And we don't know what we don't know. So if you know something that will help you grow your show that we can do for you, let us know for sure.
Let's assist or provide information and resources. So I think that's really a big focus because it continues to be the number one thing that people talk to me about when I have a one-on-one with podcasters. And for those of you that haven't done a one-on-one with me, feel free to send me an email, todd@blueberry.com. All of our hosting customers, you're able to get a free 30-minute consult with me. And we can talk about these things, about your growth and your show and your site and your content. So anyway, check the blog post out. Also, they kicked out PowerPress,
Another one. I know it's our almost weekly PowerPress update. This one had a security and some bug fixes. Somebody found a little security bug that didn't really affect anything, but we needed to squash it just the same. So that's why that came out so quickly.
Oh, awesome. And of course, we want you to follow us on social on Blueberry's podcasting page, podcasting group. We're at Blueberry on Twitter. We're Blueberry Podcasting on Instagram. If you haven't seen our Instagram stuff, it's really fantastic. Go over and look at our Instagram posts and follow us over there.
We're even on TikTok now, like all the cool kids.
Yeah, I don't know how much we put on TikTok. We put a little bit on
A lot, but there's some pretty funny stuff there.
Okay, so we have our Blueberry Pro Tip. What sort of podcaster are you? So here comes Toby, or Kate?
It's Toby.
Okay, here we go.
Today's tip might be more of a musing, but it's here to help you gain some clarity around where you fit as a podcaster in a very big picture way. Hi, it's Toby Goodman from Blueberry Pro Production Team, starting today with a question. What kind of podcaster are you? I must have met hundreds of podcasters over the years and thousands of podcasters through various networks online. And I've come to realize that although these podcasters create content on all sorts of topics, from parenting to politics and sci-fi to hi-fi, they broadly fit into one of two types. If they don't, they normally present as lost or close to giving up and definitely confused. So what type of podcaster are you? Type 1. We'll call type 1 pod-focused. These podcasters openly identify as podcasters. They're creative, and the podcast is a real passion for them. Most often, they measure success by downloads and audience size. They look for or have sponsors and are always looking to keep things fresh and be on the very cutting edge of podcast trends. Type 2 we'll call pod adjacent. Now, these podcasters identify primarily as experts, they're often business owners, and have their podcasts set up adjacent to a main offer. Might be a service or a product, could be both. The podcast for them serves as a key credibility builder in the same way a book would if they were to write one about their market or their expertise. Where there is a massive disconnect and occasional spats online is often because podcasters fail to understand each valid perspective. So what type of podcaster are you? Pod focused or pod adjacent? Or are you a mix of the two? Either way, of course, quality production means your podcast is easy to find and a pleasure for the people you're creating your show for to listen to. All of this takes a lot of time, so if you'd like support with that, we are here to lighten your load. Just reach out to us at blueberrypro.com. See you next time.
And I think there's a third category there that he didn't cover, in my opinion, the hobbyist podcaster that's just doing it purely for fun or a passion project.
Yeah, I think I would agree too. But it's a good spin on perspectives, isn't it, on what he just talked about. So, well, we want to thank Toby for the Blueberry Pro Tip of the Week on what sort of podcaster are you. So what kind of podcaster are you? So that's the question we want to ask you today, if you think about it. All right, let's move on to our question of the week. This is a loaded one.
I picked it just
okay,
for that.
The question is, why? Why am I only getting 7% of my downloads from Spotify and 50% from Apple? Because everyone says Spotify has way more market share than that. Whew. Well, you know, marketing spin is a big thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on there. Is Spotify somehow in all their data that they have did spin it so that it does look like in one of those little niche areas they are number one.
Yeah, maybe if you are
or 50-50.
If you're Joe Rogan and a dedicated show over there, you're number one because that's where your audience is. Yeah. If you're a signed show over there, same thing. If you're a second tier show, you're getting promoted. Maybe you're getting 25% of your audience at Spotify. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the third tier and are just like the rest of us and we don't have a signed deal, we're not part of a partnership, we're not part of a big network, you know, one that has, big money spends, then you're going to be in the third tier and you're just going to be left to be found, you know, through your own self-promotion. And we can't predict how big your audience is going to be. We know what globally it looks like. And it's kind of interesting because 8-9, maybe as high as 10% is what we typically see on a global average across 100,000 shows consumption over on Spotify.
Yeah, and that, and it can vary depending on, you know, who your target audience is, as we talked about in the best practice, the geography. You know, some places in South America, you know, it's Android on low bandwidth and Spotify adjusts pretty well to stream to a lower bandwidth phone. So that may be why Spotify is more popular in, you know, some, you know, what we would call third world countries back in the day. I don't know what you call them these days, but developing countries that, that don't have the infrastructure that, say, the U.S. does.
Right. And I think, too, is, you know, Spotify spent a lot of money, close to $1 billion now, acquiring podcast stuff. So guess what they're going to try to do? They're going to make their investment look bigger by spinning their messaging coming up. So, you know, in raw download percentage share, and if we're just looking at downloads, looking at listens, then definitely, you know, that's pretty typical to see Apple about 50%. Again, depends on your show. If you are a show that's targeted towards a young demographic, 18 to 30, then you may have a higher Spotify audience. If you're 30 plus, you may have a more high Apple podcast. It really all depends, too, on the type of show, who the audience is, and a lot of other factors. And there's no secret sauce for a single show.
Magic bullet.
No.
I remember I got a ticket several years ago now from somebody that said, hey, you know, everybody says that Apple is, you know, 50 to 60% of podcasts. I'm only getting about 10%. Why is that? And I looked at the name of his show. It's called The Linux Action Show.
Well, then definitely people that were, that wasn't an audience that was on Linux. Those are probably folks that were on Android more than.
Yeah, they're on Android. Yeah. So why would they, you know, be on Apple? And that's, you know, that's the type of thing. It can be very wildly skewed depending on your target audience and you know, what their normal tech habits would be.
And I think, too, the thing to remember is you're not doing anything wrong. But if you want to grow a Spotify audience, then you need to promote it on your show. You need to making sure they're taking care of that socially. And if that's where you want people to listen, then you need to make sure that's where you're shoving them over to.
But I would caution you, don't promote something you don't own as the only way.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you still have that website and you send them there first, but give them the option. Yeah. And you might mention that, hey, I am available on Spotify or I am available on whatever platform. Because, you know, we don't care how you listen as far as I'm concerned. I don't.
I always tell my audience I'm available on everywhere that you can consume podcasts, including Apple, Google. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Spotify. I go through and list five or six. And if that isn't one of that's in the list that they're listening, I'm sure I'm sitting probably I'm pretty much covered. If I'm not somewhere where you're listening, please let me know. You know, and then give let the audience decide where they're going to listen. And if they want to listen on the web when they load their web browser, then that's fine too. Yeah.
That's real popular, by the way. Just another example of that is a lot of the church sermon podcasts are the larger percentage are listening on the web. Because the people that don't that want to go to church but can't, or maybe older demographic, that they just deal with the web. They don't use apps on phones.
Our subscribe by email gets a huge number of folks that click play, that takes them to the website, and they listen on the website player. It's amazing. I would have never thought that many people would be clicking play from within an email to go to a website. But that's what it is. So anyway. Yeah. Why you're only getting 7% of downloads from Spotify? You're actually doing good. At least for Blueberry, you're about average.
Yeah, that's about right.
So anyway, good luck with your promoting your show on whatever platform you so choose. All right, I think that wraps up our content. But if you've got a question you'd like to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. And of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product, service, or ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Again, that's blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And of course, we've been coming to you this week from the New Media Studio in Southern Michigan and Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan, produced by our fantastic Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. You can always schedule a one-on-one with yours truly, hosting customers only. Email Todd@blueberry.com. Of course, you can schedule a tech checkup with Mike. How many of those do you get, Mike?
I probably get 2 a week, in general. So, keep them coming. Those are fun because I usually can, find one or two things that'll make a vast improvement in how things work.
Awesome. So, again, schedule a tech checkup with Mike, hosting customers. Only email mike@blueberry.com, blueberry without the E's because we couldn't afford the E's. And you can always send your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package. Now, if you don't have a sticker, don't worry. Just send mackenzie@blueberry.com an email saying, hey, I'd love to have a sticker package. Yep. She'll get one out to you if you don't have a show sticker as well. But the mailing address will be in the show notes on podcastinsider.com or blueberry.com/podcastinsider. So it's get you the same place. So did I get it all, Mike? We have my covered?
I think you did.
All right.
And, we're right on time today, too. So,
yes, we are.
How did we do that?
the talent comes in many forms. And
it's professionalism. Yep. That's
and you laid out the agenda today to make sure we got done on time. So for those who have been hanging out with us live, thank you so much. We do this live right about 11 o'clock Eastern on Thursdays. We're on the Facebook. At the Blueberry Group and Blueberry page. We're also live on our Twitter. If you want to join in, make a comment or question, you can do so.
And Matt out there on Facebook there says, oh my goodness, the Apple versus Spotify thing again. Well, he says, there's so many ways to count.
Yes, there is. And it's really not an Apple versus Spotify. It was just more of a, here's a question a customer had. They were worried that they were not...
because if you're listening to, the mainstream podcasting press, I guess there's such a thing, or all the hype on some of the Facebook groups, you would think that Spotify is, is like right neck and neck with Apple in every category, okay. And it's not true.
But they are bringing new audience, so we can't poo-poo them too much. But,
no, I have nothing against them at all that way. It's the more the merrier, and that's great. But, they're a for-profit company, and they have to spend their investment that they put in podcasting, as we said. But anyway, we beat that dead horse.
There we go. All right, everyone, we'll see you next week here on Podcast Insider. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.